Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
St. Paul writes to the Romans, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." That's the state of a person who does not know Jesus Christ. That is the state of a person that does not have that saving faith granted to him by the grace worked by the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says very clearly, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is our state. Luther refers to this bondage of the will as though the devil is riding us, as though we can make no good decisions based on how God declares things to be good. No good works can be performed by us unless the Holy Spirit is living in us. That is the state of every person that does not confess Jesus Christ as Lord. That was our state until the Holy Spirit opened our ears, opened our hearts, and implanted the Word of God in it. For some, that's later in life. For others, it was in infancy, brought while your mother was still pregnant with you to hear the Word of God read. Brought then in her arms, or your godmother's arms, to a baptismal font, where plain water dwelt in that font. Plain, simple tap water in most cases. But in that plain water, water that you can find pretty much everywhere on this earth, because God uses some of the most simplest things to distribute his gifts. Water, bread, wine. You can find those things almost anywhere. But God uses the plain, he uses the simple to do absolutely miraculous things. Martin Luther used this opportunity, that is the baptism of our Lord, as an opportunity to teach what baptism is. That is why his hymn is based, it's a catechetical hymn, and it teaches not just about Jesus' baptism, but what baptism is for us. There's a distinction, of course, because Jesus is without sin. Jesus doesn't need baptism. He doesn't need to be baptized. He does not need to be drowned and die of the old sinful Adam. He is conceived without sin, and he lives a perfect life without sin. But he submits to the washing in that river so that when we are washed in his blood, in the blood of the Lamb, that turns our sins, crimson though they were, and makes them white as snow, that he puts his righteousness in and takes our unrighteousness out. Baptism is what we need. We cannot save ourselves. It has to be done for us. We are blind, we are dead, and we are enemies of God. Everyone has failed. The only hope of salvation is Jesus Christ. And the longer you live apart from that knowledge, apart from that faith, the more embittered oftentimes it becomes. Quite honestly, when I read those passages to you, those verses from Romans chapter 3, perhaps you could think of people groups that are just like this, who are filled with deceit, who are swift to shed innocent blood, destruction, misery. They cannot know peace because they are running with the devil. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And so they seek to destroy the church, but they can't. Yes, they may take lives of Christians. There are Christians throughout the world who are killed simply for confessing Jesus, but they cannot take their hope away. Their hope is an eternal hope. Yes, your life is temporary, but the life that is to come is eternal. The devil, his hordes, and those who follow him have no control over that. Let their mouths spew hate. Let their mouths spew deceit. You are bigger than that because Christ is bigger than that. And so it is important for us to understand baptism, at least to teach about it and to learn about it, because it's really impossible to fully grasp and understand baptism here and now with our fallen human reason. We believe, because the Bible teaches, that baptism is an essential part of the Christian life. When Jesus commands something, we as the bride of Christ are to submit to our bridegroom. And he commands his apostles to go. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That's the promise of the Great Commission. That's the command. Making disciples. The word disciple means student. This is someone who learns, and you don't stop learning. The Great Commission is not just to go out and baptize everyone. It is to baptize and to teach. To teach and to baptize. If we put baptism in the camp of, I was baptized, but I never lived a day for Jesus Christ, and I lived the rest of my life for myself, what I wanted, what I felt, this is not the point. You have a newness of life. And so we baptize, we teach. We teach them to observe all things that God has commanded, not because that's what I think it is, but because that's what Jesus says. We care enough about children, we recognize that all have sinned, including those infants. And we recognize that baptism now saves you, 1 Peter 3. Baptism now saves you. We look to the book of Acts that proclaims this promise that is of repentance and baptism for the remission of sins is for you, Christian, and your children, that you bring them in your arms to hear the word of God and to be cleansed of that sin. Baptism is not just something that was done, it is something that is daily a part of your life. You do not say, I was baptized. You say, I am baptized. It is a daily reminder that the old Adam is to be drowned and die, and that you rise to newness of life, Romans chapter 6. Mark 16, Jesus proclaims, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. If we are to believe that the scriptures are the word of God, then we believe what Jesus has to say. So we recognize the importance of teaching the faith, of proclaiming the gospel, and of baptizing. This baptism is one baptism done in the command of Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the form that Jesus Christ has given us, and so this is the form that his bride carries out. Every day, Luther says in the Small Catechism, every day when you wake up, he says, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whether you've never crossed yourself a day in your life, you received the sign of the Holy Cross on your forehead and on your heart the day of your baptism. You have been branded by the cross of Jesus Christ. You belong to Him. You are not your own. You were bought at the price, and Jesus has paid the full propitiation, the full price, to take you out of the clutches of sin, death, damnation, the devil. You are branded. Thanks be to God. You no longer live for yourself. You live for Jesus. And when you retrace that branding, you are reminding yourself, you are reminding the devil, you are reminding the world, you don't belong to them. You belong to Jesus. Living the life of a Christian is not somehow just comfortable. It's not necessarily easier. But it is a blessed life. Because you are constantly looking forward to the day of resurrection. The day when all those who tried to destroy Christ, who tried to destroy His bride, the church, who spewed lie after lie, who shed innocent blood, for all of them who do not repent, they will be cast into eternal torment. But for you that day is a day of eternal glory. Because you will be in eternal communion with Jesus, with all the saints, with Patrick, who is willing to go back to his kidnappers and proclaim Jesus Christ to them, with all of the saints, all of the martyrs, all those who received the inflictions of death and destruction in their bodies because of the hatred of Jesus Christ. You will see your grandmother, your great-great-grandfather who died in the faith. You will see that child that did not survive to birth or infancy if the word of God has been proclaimed and by God's grace He took them to Himself. This is why we live. We live not for ourselves, but for Jesus. You are baptized. That means you are His children. You don't have to worry about what you will put on. You don't have to worry about what the world will say or do about you. You belong to God. Live your life for Him. You are His children. The church sings, "All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit. For here it sees the crimson flood, to all our ills bring healing, the wonders of His precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring His own pardon." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.